Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
There's no easy way out of this. In fact, people thinking they go along to get along is what has allowed us to get in this position now. And the more you submit now, the more you're going to be enslaved. Because this has been the plan stated to cut off your carbon, to cut off your life, to cut off your mobility, to absolutely bring you down to a below a third world status and then lower the third world into total starvation. This is the globalist plan for total dependency. Now, the good news is here, most people won't starve to death in the U.S. But in the third world, it is a death sentence. And so here's a headline that really gave me an epiphany. London Guardian, coronavirus pandemic will cause famine of biblical proportions. Between 30 and 100 million set to starve to death in the next 18 months. Now, that's an incredibly deceptive headline. The coronavirus lockdown. Coronavirus lock. D-O-W-N. Public school educated. Coronavirus lockdown will cause famine of biblical proportions. Hundreds of millions will starve to death if this global depression really gets kicking off. The UN now confirms not 10 million set to starve to death this year, 30 million. But they're the savior that will collect the money and then give none of it to the people. They'll have a few photo ops. I told you 2 million extra were starving. That's the numbers I saw a few weeks ago. Now they say it's 30 million, probably more than that. But you're not going to have them humanized. And we need the president to come out. We need the president to fly on a jet tour to the poorest area of Latin America and Africa and in an area of Asia. Just say, go to India, where they report millions are starving to death right now. It's just like, oh, it's a footnote. They say a couple million are starving. Yeah, people die by the thousands every day. Malnutrition. You just shrivel up and you get a cold and you die. And they add that to the coronavirus numbers. 30 million people are starving to death on top of those who are already starving to death, according to the UN. Now, those numbers are accurate. 30 million people. How many have died worldwide from the virus? An extra 20 million people on top of the 10 million already starving to death are dying right now. These are real people. These are little kids with ribs sticking out on them, okay? And my God, the liberals are always like, oh, let's go take abandoned dogs and cats and let's take them in and take care of them. Okay, great. How about we take care of some people? They want you to believe if you leave your house, you're going to die. The human civilization will end. Billions will starve to death. The UN now says 133 million are set to starve to death this year, not the 30 million. That was a UN release yesterday. So this is escalating quickly. And on the Owen Schroyer war room yesterday, they had a great graphic I saw on InfoWars of a big giant Grim Reaper next to a baby Grim Reaper. And the baby Grim Reaper is COVID-19. He says, hey, you haven't seen what poverty and starvation does. I'm the big daddy. That's the mission accomplished. That's been the globalist plan. So while we're losing our liberties and our future, the third world's losing their lives. So those that want to grandstand about we're saving lives by doing this. No, ladies and gentlemen. This is all part of a psychological warfare op. But this isn't hydrogen bombs that are being dropped. This is cutting off the infrastructure for us here in the first world, bringing us to third world status and bringing the third world to starvation, mass collapse, death status. So these planes coming in to drop hydrogen bombs are already over the targets and they're already killing hundreds of thousands of people a week are now starving to death, according to the UN themselves. And by the way, those numbers are accurate. But notice it's the UN launching this, cutting off the economy, directing it, our new boss, the WHO, the gold standard. But on the other hand, they've got David Beasley, a well-spoken American who probably is a good person, going, please help us. We need hundreds of millions of dollars donated right now. Everybody's dying. So they create the problem and then they have the solution. Then I said, well, fine. Once all the food runs out, I'll just eat my liberal neighbors. Knowing they'd pick it up, but they edited it down to 1 minute I did it to draw attention to the starvation, because when the first world collapses, the third world dies. And everyone's saying, be a hero.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it under the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
If you had asked me all this stuff a year ago about the corruption that's going on, I would have said you're crazy. There's no way that there could be this level of corruption in government. You shouldn't listen to InfoWars and ban.video because that's all nonsense. And, you know, you shouldn't pay attention to any of this stuff. Now it's been very evident to me that all of these people who are being labeled as misinformation spreaders, I mean, they're the guys telling the truth.
There are many thousands of physicians who have been silenced from telling the American people the good news about the situation, that we can manage the virus.
The true misinformation spreaders are the CDC and the public health officials.
This remains a pandemic of the unvaccinated.
They are the ones that are propagating this outbreak.
The only people you can blame. This isn't shaming. This is the truth.
Maybe they should be shamed. Are the unvaccinated.
This is the situation of an outbreak and a pandemic.
Dr. Fauci's probably done more good for the world than all of us in this room combined. I mean,
Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
We now know that Fauci-funded EcoHealth Alliance, a New York-based nonprofit headed by Peter Daszak, was absolutely engaged in gain-of-function research to make chimeric SARS-based coronaviruses, which they confirmed could infect human cells.
And the worst part, all the people going along and being lab rats for these heartless mega corporations. It is truly incredible. If only people had the entire story that the COVID shots are not conventional vaccines.
There are plenty of examples of people that are having very serious medical conditions that result from the vaccination.
When the convulsions started, I knew it had to be from the vaccine.
Due to this vaccine, I don't even know if I'll gain full movement in my leg back.
One of their high school football players died.
He had two blood clots inside his brain, another on the outside of his brain.
The hardest thing was I let him get that shot. I got the vaccine. We need help.
Balance of the hour, the Alex Jones Show. Dr. Richard M. Fleming is our guest. He's a cardiologist, nuclear cardiologist, certified positron emission tomography, jurisprudence doctor of law, researcher, inventor, and author. I'm not going to go over all of his inventions or all the international programs in 2020 and everything else he's been on. He's a frequent guest here, FlemingMethod.com. And we've got a lot of big breaking news in the month or two it's been since he's been on. New information on spike proteins, covariants, 28 of them. More explanation about how spike protein is not snake venom. excess deaths with and without COVID-19, and inviting Fauci for a discussion. And then these numbers out of Walgreens that people that are double and triple vaxxed are way more likely to get COVID, and numbers coming out of Europe and Israel, way more likely to get sick from it, and some of those other numbers that have come out from the insurance companies. So Dr. Fleming joins us now to go over all of that data. We could start with Walgreens. We could start with the new variants. We could start with their plans for more lockdowns. They've already been telegraphing and admitting. Dr. Fleming, thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure to be here, Alex. Thank you for the invitation.
We need to get updates. This is important. These are crimes against humanity. It's ongoing, and they're planning a second obvious operation. Where do you want to go first?
Well, the first place is to let people know that there's two basic needs right now. Information, clear, concise, proven information, which you've received many of the documents on. And the second is a plan of action to stop the problems that are currently going on. That is what the Crimes Against Humanity tour is about. This was a tour that was put together over the last year and a half, and my express goal here is to provide clean information that any grand jury, any person, but particularly any grand jury convened by a state governor can look at to know that charges should be filed against Anthony Fauci and a number of other individuals in the federal government for what are crimes against humanity. The gain-of-function research that has been going on for several decades have clearly violated the Biological Weapons Convention Treaty, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the Helsinki Code, the Nuremberg Code. The federal judge in the Southern District of Texas ruled in the Jennifer versus Houston case last year that Methodist Hospital could not be held legally liable for these criminal actions because they're not a government. And in fact, those three words, not a government, are critical moving forward in federal court. That federal judge clearly then stated that a federal government or an individual working for the federal government who violates these biological weapons convention treaties and the informed consent and the rules that were established in 1947 in Nuremberg can be held legally accountable. And it's time to hold these individuals accountable. If Anthony Fauci and the rest want to provide evidence that this gain of function research was not somehow a biological weapon agent, that they weren't violating the U.S. Constitution under Article 6, which states that treaty laws are the law of the land, then he has been given an opportunity to do that. I have sent emails to him, and he and his office have responded back that they're way too busy to do this now on the 19th of June. So I have sent emails offering the 11th of June or any other time during this tour or at any point in time that he wants to have a legitimate conversation, because he works for the people of the United States and he has an obligation to provide evidence to the people of the United States that what is clearly gain of function research has not violated these treaties and is not tantamount to treason.
And that's what you professionally should do, and journalistically and medically. You're reaching out and giving them a chance to respond. He'll go out there on these countless talk shows that are financed by Bill Gates and spout lies all day, and they've now had to admit so much of what they said was a lie. But at the same time, their answer is to censor you and I and silence the people.
Absolutely. And the people aren't having anything to do with it. Every time we have taken this information to a test group and asked the people, is there enough information in the video deposition that I've given, in the book, Is COVID-19 a Bioweapon, and in the complaint or affidavit that I have online, is there enough information in here to indict these individuals, including Anthony Fauci, for crimes against humanity? Every single person has said yes. Now we're waiting for, at this point in time, is for a state attorney general to convene a grand jury to provide this information and to begin the indictment process. It's very clear that decades of research has done nothing beneficial for mankind. If we look at the gain-of-function research for this coronavirus, and we look at the fact that the vaccines are the same genetic code, And as you said, this isn't cobra venom or crepe venom or anything else. You know, in the last presentation in Chicago, I showed the molecular structure of the spike protein and these and snake venom. This is nothing more than smoke and mirrors being thrown out there to confuse people. And that's a great way to tear the system apart and get people confused and more confused. Meanwhile, they're coming out with statements that there's going to be a million more cases and we're going to have to consider remasking. I listened to news media report in the Chicago area. They went out to the people and said, well, would you mask back up? And the people, to a person, said, well, of course, if we need to do that, we will remask up. It doesn't take very much to manipulate the American people when you have them so stressed and so concerned.
And when you have massive surveillance and censorship of the real medical establishment warning this is all a giant fraud. We've really seen tens of thousands of prominent doctors and scientists come out and really tell the truth and be vindicated. So now Bill Gates' answer is to censor you even more. And they now have this new Ministry of Truth they're establishing. Dr. Fleming, please stay with us.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Solutions. We're talking about how to take action and put these criminals on the hot seat. They've admitted they backed off their COVID tyranny for now because the opposition was mounting and they could see they were going to be brought to justice. So they backed off a little bit, but are planning to bring it back. That's why we got to press the attack, bring them to justice, be informed. And now that we've had a couple years of these gene therapy injections taking place, we see the aftermath. It's just incredible. And it becomes clearer and clearer what the larger plan was. Can you give us the 35,000-foot view here on now as more time's gone on, we're discovering exactly what's happening, and then drill into the Walgreens data and some of this other just incredible insurance data that's coming out?
Well, the reality is if we just go to the CDC website, we get a wealth of information. Back, and you probably remember this, I have been talking since 1994, explaining that when viruses come into the body, they will produce an inflammation and blood clotting or inflammatory thrombotic response. And that's exactly what SARS-CoV-2, this virus, does. And when you have that inflammation and blood clotting and you don't treat it, you end up with COVID-19. Now, the CDC has done a great job of showing the excess deaths. And it's one of the pieces of information we discuss in this Crimes Against Humanity tour. If you look at when those excess deaths occurred, due to inflammation, blood clotting, and prion diseases, as we've talked about with this spike protein, prion diseases like Alzheimer's and other neurologic diseases, they are actually ahead of schedule. And the excess deaths followed on the heels of masking and every one of the vaccines that has been given to people. And if we look at the world data, very clear that the variants, there's 28 variants, that, yeah, that's a good map. If the Ukraine did nothing more for the American public, it established that there's over 15 biological weapons labs in the Ukraine that the United States is helping to pay for, eight of which are completely run by the U.S. Department of Defense. And as I've said before, more than half of the funding for this gain-of-function research has come from the Department of Defense, where they have provided experts Daszak at EcoHealth and Ralph Barrick and Chi-Zhang Li and University of Wisconsin, Nebraska, Iowa, Texas, all over the United States.
To be clear, it's not Russian propaganda. Well, you reported this, I reported this long before the Russians did, but I've seen the Russian reporting by their Ministry of Defense. It's very accurate. Ukraine biolab update, Russia implicates Pfizer, Moderna, Merck, Obama, Soros, the Clintons, the Bidens, the Rockefellers, and others from their own documents, and then our media just calls it disinfo, like they called the Hunter Biden thing disinfo. It's all just right here.
If you look at when gain-of-function was clamped down in the United States, that's the time that we really started to escalate it over in the Ukraine. It was just another way of continuing the research that they wanted to do outside of the purview of the American public and attempting to just circumvent the entire thing. If you look at the development of this, if you look at the Pfizer, Moderna, and Janssen vaccines, which are not completely identical, but what they do have that match is the prion domain of the regional binding site that's responsible for these prion diseases. There's no snake venom in them, and you don't need that. There's enough harm being done by these vaccines in and of themselves. And what they have done is they have put pressure on this virus to shift it away from the Wuhan HU1, and then we saw the alpha, the beta, the gamma. We've seen lambda and mu, and I know these are all Greek letters to people because they are Greek letters. Three Delta variants and five Omicron variants. And we're going to continue to see these variants pop up as continued pressure gets placed on these by the vaccines. If you really look at the world data, not my data, the world data, as people are collecting and actually looking at who's been vaccinated, who hasn't, and who's getting sicker, what we're seeing are the unvaccinated having the least problems and the vaccinated people having the most problems. And what we're not seeing is the unvaccinated come down now with these massive inflammation and blood clotting and prion diseases. What we're seeing are people that are by the greatest percentage, over 45 white people coming down with these diseases. It doesn't mean other people aren't being affected, but if we really look at the data objectively, this is what's happening. People.
So it looks like the so-called vaccine is designed to get rid of the boomers before they collect their Social Security check.
And or become competent enough in the information that they want to come back and say, wait a minute, this is not what I agreed to. You know, my parents and grandparents said they wanted a better life for their children, including me. And I've looked at my children and said, I want a better life for you. And the only way that happens is if the American public stands up. Look, if Anthony Fauci and the rest of these people can go into a court of law and say, we didn't do anything wrong, then I'm all for that. But the way that this works is that a grand jury convenes by a state attorney general, and we, the people, then get to sit there and hear the explanation. And this attitude that they don't have to take and be held accountable to the American people just doesn't cut it. For the American people that are recognizing their responsibility to their children and their grandchildren, it's time to have this out in court.
I totally agree. A lot of people are coming to this tour. How do folks find out about the tour? And they just explain, you guys are using this as a public place to put on the evidence that Fauci and others need to be indicted, and then let's see if they can defend themselves in court. But, I mean, they brought out an illegal, untested thing that they had secretly tested, knew what it would do. Even the CDC's own document, as you know, in October of 2000, said, we know it's going to cause thrombosis, we know it's going to cause blood clots, we know it's going to do this. So they knew good and damn well what they were doing.
Look, the CDC had me over in Greece in 2005, specifically at their request for me to present a conference in 2005 in Greece on the theory that I laid out, this inflammation and blood clotting, and the way that this could be measured inside the body. So the CDC was completely up to speed on this, and they invited me to go over there and give this presentation. They can't pretend they're unaware of it. You know, this stuff has been out. You know, that theory was presented originally in 1994. My work looking at this inflammation and heart disease was on the same receptor site that Chi Zhang Li was working on with HIV glycoprotein 120 when she put that into SARS-CoV-1 to make it more infective. These people have been working on this for decades. They've been tracking those of us who've been working on it for decades, although I certainly wasn't working on a virus. I was working on these inflammation and blood clotting diseases like heart disease and high blood pressure and diabetes and cancer and strokes and the rest of it. But they know that this is a consequence of this type of infectious agent, and they've been putting it into people. They've been encouraging people to take vaccines that, when you look at the emergency use authorization documents, show no statistically significant benefit for the people being vaccinated.
That's right. So stay there, Dr. Fleming. We got longer segments coming up, and I want to continue to walk through all this with you. And I know you're a scientist. You just stick with what you can prove now. But just as a citizen, as a person, obviously the whole thing's premeditated in my view. We can see that. What's coming next if we extrapolate that out logically? What do we expect in their plan? How's their plan gone? How big's the awakening? They seem to be really freaked out right now. It seems like things didn't go too well for them. Am I being too hopeful there? I want to ask your real expert opinion on all this, but not just your medical opinion, your legal opinion, and your basic citizen's opinion as a person, as a private person, what you really think's going on, so your personal opinion. We'll be right back with Dr. Fleming. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ultra 12, the highest quality B12 you're going to find on the market, has been sold out for many months, but now it's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, in the next 45 seconds, I don't have time to get into vitamin B12, but do your own research and realize when it is organic, high-quality vitamin B12, it energizes every other vitamin mineral in your body and all of your hormones and so much more. Ultra 12 is incredible. You take it out of the tongue, so it's better absorption into your body, and it is a game changer. InfoWarsStore.com has Ultra 12 back in stock. And despite the fact it's back in stock, despite the fact it's sold very quickly, it is 40% off for a limited time. So act now, fund the InfoWar, and experience the purest, highest quality B12 now at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you all for your support. Now take action and get your bottle of Ultra 12.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia. Excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
And Dr. Richard M. Fleming of FlemingMethod.com. What an illustrative article just came out from USA Today today. North Korea confirms first COVID outbreak. Kim orders lockdown. So undoubtedly the worst dictator in the world, following suit with the U.S. and China and everybody in Australia and doing what they've done. This is all a giant planetary martial law drill. It's incredibly dangerous. Dr. Fleming, continuing here, we'll get into all the latest science and the variants and the numbers, what people really need to know that's fact, but just as a man, not as a legal scholar or a medical doctor, watching this whole thing, witnessing the censorship, witnessing them lying, blocking therapeutics, big picture, is this not a giant power grab biomedical system? Is this not what they talk about with depopulation? Is this not, in my view, a beta test
as Bill Gates is in the news saying, for something far worse. Bill Gates on COVID. I don't want to be a voice of doom and gloom, but the worst is coming. It just goes on and on. These people are very predictable, and it's like for so long the public's been asleep or blind. Now I'm seeing awakening, but is it enough, and what do we need to do? So just your 35,000-foot view on what's happening and what you see coming.
Look, it's enough if the American public will actually take action. You cannot just expect someone like you or myself to turn the tide on this. This is a requirement of the American people to let their elected officials at this point in time, particularly their state attorney generals, know that they want action taken and they want indictments on these people. Anything else is not going to work. If people are going to sit back and not participate in this, we're going to get exactly what the lady was told when she approached Benjamin Franklin and said, what form of government have you given us? And he said, a republic, madam, if you can keep it. And the question is, if the people are willing to get up and keep it, and it's really time that the American citizens get up and start doing their job as American citizens and as parents. You know, you want to know my personal opinion. My personal opinion comes to you as a father, not as an individual. I have an obligation to my children. And this entire episode of what we're dealing with these individuals has to do with our children and our grandchildren. That's who the commitment is, because our children and our grandchildren are eventually going to judge us for what we did or did not do during these times. And Bill Gates has, you know, this nice vested interest now. He's with the World Health Organization. And we've gotten this question now asked at the conference. What about this World Health Organization and the U.S. involvement with the treaty? It's really important when people look at that type of information that you go get your facts, because when we originally signed that, and it wasn't done by the entire, it wasn't ratified by the entire Congress, that document, when it was signed in the 1940s, under the last part of it, I think it was Article 6 of it, specifically stated that nothing in the agreement to be part of the World Health Organization in any way gave the World Health Organization power over the American people. So that's what was signed. And they're going to try to manipulate this to allow the WHO to take over control of the American citizens.
And that was my next question. Sorry to interrupt. That's my next question. I forgot to get to that early on. I should have right up front. What do you make of this new treaty they're writing in secret when they're meeting from the 23rd to the 28th in Switzerland, and then the leaks of it admit it's a total takeover with big pharma in control of the UN and nation states ceding any authority they had left to these people?
I am going to send you, when we're done, for you to link on your program the 3 pages, not even a full 3-page document, that very specifically states that nothing in the agreement of the United States to be part of the World Health Organization entitles the World Health Organization to take control of the United States. They have no authority based upon this original document, and it's never been relinquished to them.
Absolutely. It was kind of like the CDC when it announced it controlled all rents in the country, and the Supreme Court said no. This is power grabbing at the federal level, the international level. It's all just a giant power grab.
Yeah, and I guess we'll do constitutional law 101 here. As both a JD and a father, the federal government of the United States is in an agreement with the states, and that's called the United States Constitution. And Article 10 states that anything not specifically given to the power of the federal government in the U.S. Constitution belongs to the state and the people. States cannot have authority that they don't get granted to them unless the people give them that power. And individual citizen of the United States has the power or authority to tell anybody else that they have to mask up, that they have to be vaccinated, that they can be individually locked down or anything else. The people don't have that power. They cannot give it to the states. The states don't have that power. They cannot give it to the United States federal government. It's in violation of the U.S. Constitution. And that WHO treaty specifically states that we signed in the 1940s that it does not give authority to the WHO over the American people.
And Dr. Fleming, shouldn't we expand on that? We should expand on that and point out, you're a lawyer, but anybody can look this up. The 10th Amendment is what you're talking about,
where it states that all power is reserved to the people, and it just expands from there, that we're a republic, not a democracy. And we have Elizabeth Warren saying, we need the majority today, she said, to be able to make the minority do things. No, there's a codified group of rights, and all of their rights are reserved to us. They're inalienable, yeah. And it's natural law, it's common law, and this is just nothing but pure tyranny.
Yeah, it is. It's a power grab that people in positions of, they have forgotten that they are elected by the people to do the will of the people. That's called a republic. You know, a democracy is where every individual is doing something. And the American people have gotten so lax. I know this sounds critical, but they've gotten so lax on allowing the federal government and presuming that the federal government will just simply do what's right. Well, there are good people and there are bad people on this planet, just like there's good politicians, bad politicians. There's good doctors, there's bad doctors, there's good lawyers, there's bad lawyers, there's good judges, and there are crappy judges.
And what is globalism? It's a bunch of corporate and governmental chiefs getting together and transferring national and independent and local and individual power unto themselves. That's what globalism and the New World Order is a giant transference of power to multinational corporations through the UN.
They do not have this authority. I haven't granted them this authority. The people that are ticked off, if you don't stand up and do something about it, you are granting them this authority, and your children and grandchildren are going to be the ones that suffer. And the crimes against humanity is not just myself. There are four people presenting. There is Patrick Woods, who is laying out decades worth of material for you to see what's been going on financially. There is Judy Mikovits, who can tell you and provide personal experience about the behavior of Anthony Fauci. There is Reiner Fumick, who has come over here to attempt to provide civil litigation and to listen to people week after week and give an opportunity to hear the truth. And there is myself, who is presenting the history of biological weapons, this gain of function, some of the medical knowledge we have, so you know the harm that's been done and the crimes these people have committed, so that we will have pressure on our state attorney generals to convene a grand jury.
And I know you guys behind the scenes are getting a lot of pressure and a lot of attacks. We only need to be praying for you. Do we just go to your excellent website, FlemingMethod.com, to find the conference, or where do we find the conference?
So you find it at, well, you can find it on my website, but go to CrimesAgainstHumanityTour.com. Put it all together as one word, CrimesAgainstHumanityTour.com. And like yourself, they have been doing an outstanding job of trying to censor us. When people come, they tell us they just heard about it at the last minute, but every one of these in-live events leaves people more charged and more determined, and we have a number of people that are leaving these events, going to their attorney generals, activating them. The attorney generals have a choice. They can, doesn't matter which side they're on, they can say, look, I'm just doing my job. I turned it over to a grand jury. If the grand jury didn't do anything, then that's on the grand jury. The grand jury says indict. Then they have to take it forward.
Dr. Fleming, you guys are doing God's work. And I know some of the behind-the-scenes stuff, you guys have a lot of courage. Stand with us, folks. We are fighting together. We'll be right back. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. Infowarsstore.com to get great products and keep us on air.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Listening to a radio ad with Owen Schroeder's voice on it, House of Warren, a good friend of mine, been there 6 years now. And he has been indicted. They're trying to put him in jail for years for being with me at the Capitol trying to stop people going in on January 6th. It's all over the news. They've got grand juries out trying to indict me. It's in the news with this new FBI whistleblower that they've been targeting journalists and others. Nobody's fighting harder against these people and having more key guests on and breaking more news than InfoWars, and nobody's reaching audiences this big consistently with this information. Joe Rogan has a bigger audience now in many ways. That's great. Good friend of mine. Just a few dozen hardcore interviews with him changed the world. This is having a huge effect. So thank you all for your support and your word of mouth and your prayer. And go to InfoWarsStore.com because we are right in the black, treading water. We need to take money to buy more product in the future so we can keep ourselves on air. I made the decision to keep going and not have layoffs and just basically run on empty. Couldn't run on negative. So keep us in the black, plus get products you need. If you don't know what Deep Earth Crystal Iodine does and how most people are deficient in real iodine, we have the best pharmaceutical grade X-Tube. It's 25% off selling out. But you get it for 40% off when you get it with Ultra 12. We got a big shipment of our high-quality, highest-quality organic B12. Take it under the tongue sublingually. So good for your whole body, your immune system. They're 40% off together at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've been on the fence and haven't, ever try these products, you need to experience it. It's got thousands and thousands of five-star reviews. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And we have the new high-quality Faraday cages, our own brand, top company that supplies the military. A large portion of what they make is made in America. Some of their big bags and things aren't, but a lot of this is made. This is made in America, and it's just next level to protect your privacy and more for big computers, laptops, phones of all sizes, more than 10 different designs now available at InfoWarsStore.com under our new Redux trademarked title. So get that today and protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. All right, Dr. Fleming, you've done an amazing job here today. We got about 8 minutes left with you. I've got a lot of questions, obviously, to cover, but well, what else is front and center on your radar people need to know?
Well, front and center is the Crimes Against Humanity Tour. This is the way that we want people to come. We want them to participate. We've got this coming Saturday in Phoenix on the 21st of May. We're in Houston, back where I trained as a cardiologist. On the 28th of May, we're in Minneapolis. On the 4th of June, we're in Atlantic City. On the 11th of June, we're back home in Dallas, my home. And on the 19th of June, we're in Tampa, where I've encouraged Dr. Anthony Fauci to come and do a live debate or discussion to defend what he's done with gain of function. Front and center is getting people to these events to learn what they need to hear, to give them the knowledge and information to move forward with this, to encourage them to go to their state attorney generals. It doesn't matter which state you're in. These attorney generals need to be brought to task. If there's enough telephone calls, enough emails, enough letters sent to them, they'll turn it over to a grand jury and let the grand jury decide. And I guarantee you every one of these attorney generals will be able to benefit from being able to look at people and say they were doing their job that they were elected to do or appointed to do. And that's part of being an American at this point in time. I think it's really sad that we have better information coming from Walgreens right now than we do NIAID or the CDC or the FDA.
That's it's right. In fact, I wanted to get to that. Let's drill into that more because that mirrors the stuff out of Israel and out of Europe. But they keep lying and saying, oh, no, you get protection. But from what I've been seeing in many statistics, you have higher hospitalization death rates, especially after a few months with all these different injections. What's really happening, Dr. Fleming?
Look, we're showing it in the presentation that we're doing on the Crimes Against Humanity Tour. If you look at what happens to people when they receive the Pfizer and Moderna and Janssen vaccines, their immune system is suppressed. There is a reduction in the ability to make interferon, which interferes with viruses. There is a reduction in T lymphocytes, which are the first part of your immune system that help fight off viruses or bacterial infection. There is a reduction in T helper 2 cells, which are critical for making antibodies by your body. And when people are given these vaccine shots and then given another vaccine like influenza, they cannot make the type of antibody response or T cell response that they need to. You look at that paper there, these viruses, there's pressure on this virus to mutate, to change, to get away.
And you said that 2 years ago, and even mainline scientists have said injecting people during a coronavirus outbreak with a vaccine is guaranteed to create a lot of stuff that's even worse, whereas in natural behavior, it would become less worse.
And the reality is that when you have natural person-to-person behavior, you're making antibodies and T-cell response to all of the virus. And it turns out that our best immune response to the coronavirus is the nucleocapsid. And what do we have in the vaccine? Not the nucleocapsid, the spike protein. And the spike protein of the original virus, Wuhan HU1. I mean, this was the most, as far as I'm concerned, a poorly thought out. There's the chart where you can see when the masking began and the vaccines began, that's when the excess death occurred. It wasn't before that. And their inflammation and blood clotting and their
primary. You talk about smoking guns. Spend some more time on this for TV viewers. Radio listeners can find it at FlemingMethod.com. But this is from their own data. This is smoking gun.
This is CDC data. Now, all I did, the green part is the expected deaths that we see year after year after year, and the blue bars are the excess deaths that have occurred over the course of time. All I did was take their data and say, well, isn't it interesting? This is when masking began. This is when Pfizer and Moderna and Janssen and the boosters were started. And when you look at this, In every one of these instances, with the exception, possible exception of Janssen, which started to see a slight decrease, but we know it produces lots of blood clotting. And with the boosters, you see the excess deaths going up. And when you go a few slides into the presentation that we're doing further, these deaths are not due to a pneumonia, which is what you would expect from a SARS virus. They are due to, there you go, those are the absolute numbers. You see at the very top, minuscule amounts of pneumonias, but what you're seeing are the inflammatory thrombotic diseases of heart disease, high blood pressure, diabetes, cancer, strokes, and amazingly enough, you see the neurologic diseases, the prion diseases, Alzheimer's. These are the absolute numbers of excess deaths following on the heels of masking and these vaccines. The vaccines showed no statistical reduction in the EUA documents of reducing COVID, and the absolute data now shows us that the consequence of this vaccine program has been the production of every one of these diseases. These are the excess deaths being tallied by the CDC. And I know they weren't trying to give me information to use in a keynote presentation like this, but they did their job and they provided beautiful data that shows the consequence of these vaccines and masking.
And the insurance companies are showing the same numbers. It's coming out everywhere. I mean, are they just thinking this is going to be hidden in plain view and they're never going to get brought to justice? This is a giant crime against humanity. This is Hitler level.
This is worse than Hitler, because Hitler had to relegate himself to the people that were in prisoner of war camp. These folks got away with doing this on the entire bloody planet.
And now they're coming after under five children. Oh, and yeah. What about, in closing, what about all this so-called acute hepatitis popping up in young people that have taken the shot, and a lot of scientists pointing at the injections?
Take a look and see what the virus is that causes this hepatitis. It's adenovirus. And what is the vector, the virus vector being used for the Janssen, you know, what people call Johnson & Johnson and the AstraZeneca vaccines? That's adenovirus. The very viral vector being used for the Janssen, the AstraZeneca, or is the virus that's causing these hepatitis cases.
And you've been vindicated again. The warning of blood clots 2 years ago. Now J&J's been pulled for most people over blood clots. So we have now been vindicated, but we're censored because we're right. And then Bill Gates is pushed because he's behind it all. Dr. Fleming, thank you so much. One more time, the website for people to come to this incredibly important tour.
Crimes Against Humanity Tour, all one word, .com. They can go there. They can sign up to come to an event. They can donate if that's what they want to do. And they can follow along as we give bits and pieces. And the Tampa event will be live streamed for people who can't get there otherwise. And we're going to go beyond Tampa.
That's right. And what you're doing as medical doctors is changing the world. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Folks, we're swinging for the fences. We're fighting as hard as we can, taking on the most evil people on earth because it's the right thing to do. But we can't do it without your prayer, financial support, and word of mouth. So, again, I'm leaning on you. You're leaning on me. We're in the thick of the fights here now. We're inside the New World Order. And now is the time to not just say Alex Jones was right or you were right or Fleming was right, but to spread the word like our lives depend on it. This powerful interview that was just live, we're still live, will be archived at man.video in the next few hours. Please share it as well. If you're watching it as an archive, share it and then tell those that see it to share it and them 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 to share it. And that causes the chain reaction. Don't just tell folks, hey, watch this. Tell them, hey, then tell others to watch it, tell them to watch it. We'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.